Did you feel a strong sense of community support in the, yes, in the tragic death of your son?
Yes. Yes. With everybody around, your friends, your family, the students. He was had been attending college in Corvallis. He was going to be the president of the AGR House at Paul. The fraternity brothers supported. Every one of them was here. It was their rush weekend, and they canceled their rush weekend and was here for that day. Mm-hmm. So everybody was very supportive.
Did you find after this tragedy that there were support, there were resources available in the community as far as counseling or help for your other children?
Well, yes, I knew that there was, but I don't know, we had a strong Christian faith. Mm-hmm. That helped me more than anything to get through it. And I'm sure that it helped my children to get through it. Mm-hmm. But just the people, yes, the people were very supportive of that.
Did you continue to work? And
yes. I continued to work. It was a little harder afterwards. I didn't have anybody at home after he was killed. And so on Friday nights, I'd have my bag packed and I'd be gone for the weekend because it was hard to stay at home for a while. Mm-hmm. But you work yourself through that. And
was he your youngest?
Yes, he was my youngest.
So the others had already moved out of the house?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Glenna was living in Alaska at the time. She lived in Alaska for 2 years at that time, and she came back in 79. And she was here, but then she was here just long enough until she found a house, and then she moved into her house. Mm-hmm. Bill was here off and on. No, he was living in town at that time. And but I had a young fellow that was a friend of Brian's, and he was here this summer living here, working for a farmer, and he came back 2 or 3 years in the summertime and was here with me. And then there was one of the other young fellows from the fraternity house that was doing his student teaching, and he was here. So we had, there was five of us here. Well, I think my two children was here at that time, too, part of the time, with the other two. Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting time.
So you've had a lot of house guests.
Yes, through the years.
Do you remember, going back to work a little bit, do you remember the wage that you earned?
I started out at $1 an hour.
$1 an hour.
And that was 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. For the first while. And then I was very fortunate. Every 3 months I got it wasn't much, but it was a nickel raise. And so I didn't have to ask. It was always there.
Mm-hmm. Were there any retirement plans available?
No.
Or?
No. Mm-mm. Not at that time. Later on, he did pay for our medical insurance, which helped, because mm-hmm. I had to have a couple of surgeries during that time. And so that did help at that time. But there was no retirement plan at all.
When did you retire from that job?
Well, I retired in February of 1986.
And have you went back to work since that time?
No.
Okay.
No. I was very fortunate that my husband at that time, well, I married Charlie Brown in 86, and was very fortunate that he didn't want me to work, because if he had some time, why, he wanted to take off, and so that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to go back to work, yeah. So.
And how long were you married to Charlie Brown?
It would have been almost If he had lasted until the end of the month, it would have been 16 years. We were married. But we did a lot of traveling during that time. We went to Alaska 3 times. And the one trip, we went fishing on the Kenai, and I caught an 18-pound king salmon.
Wow.
Which was a big thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we went back to Tennessee. Then after he retired in 94, we traveled around the country and went back to more or less the middle, and then just kind of made a circle and come back through the southern states and California and back home, and got here in April of 95.
Mm-hmm. So what activities have you been involved in this area throughout the year?
Mm.
Besides work and family? And
well, I've worked different things with the church, Christian church. And since I've been back, why, I've been involved with the church some and with the Eagles. Been a member of the Eagles for a number of years. And camping.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the motor home and camping.
What would be the purpose of the Eagles? What sorts of things did you accomplish?
When you think of the word Eagles, a lot of people don't think it's a very good organization, but they do a lot of good with, what's the word I want, raising money for the Jim and Durante, and some of the money that they raise with their different projects goes for some of the local places. Like, they've given money to the libraries at the different towns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a cancer committee and heart and they're like the other organizations in giving.
Mm-hmm. And can you say more about your involvement with the First Christian Church? You said you did a lot of things there, but
yeah, for a long time I helped with weddings. Back a few years, I helped with weddings, and other than that, I did play the organ for during the summertime, 2 or 3 summers. But I haven't done that for quite a while either. I don't do much playing like I used to.
Can you tell me anything about the architecture of the First Christian Church?
Yes. The sanctuary now, the beams, that isn't what I want to call them. Anyway, the logs were sawed and brought in by my uncle Harvey Elmer and brought down to his shop where they were cut and put together, glued and put together and sanded and varnished in the whole bit, and then hauled in to the church for constructing of the building.
Mm-hmm. This was the arches?
The arches.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the arches. Thank you.
And where did the lumber come from?
From his place up on Mount Harris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He had a place up there, and that's where the trees came from that the arches were built out of.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen many changes in the church over the years?
Yeah, there's been some changes. It used to be that the man did the serving and of the communion and that type of thing, and then it got to a point that the women started doing a lot of the same things, and then the young people have become involved quite a bit. So it's just like everything else. There is changes in everything you do, progress.
And how do you think that this church has served the people of Union County over the years? In what ways?
Well, I think they've been open to a lot of the different things that's been going on. around the community, because there's been different things that's held her meetings and that kind of thing. The last 4 or 5 years, the Friend Run Academy was held there at the church. That's where they met.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Grand Rod Academy is a Christian school?
Yes.
Anna, tell me again, how long have you lived in this area?
I have lived here for 71 years.
Can you sum up for me what it's been like growing up in this county?
Well, it's been a great county to grow up in. I've done quite a bit of traveling. I haven't seen anything that I liked any better than Grand Rapids Valley. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful area. The people are friendly. Very supportive. Of course, there's been a lot of changes, but that happens every place too.
And have you viewed those as positive changes for the most part?
Yes, in a lot of ways it's positive. Some of them might not be quite as positive, but then most generally, why it's been for the better. Mm-hmm. Because people are able to live a little bit better than what they used to. Of course, farming isn't the greatest thing anymore, mm-hmm. but you do kind of exist with it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I haven't found any place I like any better.
Would you say that the changes in farming would be one of the negative changes over
yeah.
time, or
mm-hmm.
is that positive?
No, that would be a negative. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like the government has too much of a hand in it mm-hmm. now than what it used to.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, the government tells you how many acres of wheat to grow, and sometimes they the price of grain right now is not the best. Mm-hmm. The price of a bushel of grain that you have to buy to put that grain into the ground is a lot more than what you get out of it. So there's...
How does this compare to farming when you were a child, or when your parents began in this industry?
Well, I don't think you had the... what do I want to say?
Regulations?
The regulations, yes. Back then, like you do now. Because there is a lot of regulations with the farming.
Mm-hmm. And what about watering, the water rights? Has that changed also?
Well, in some ways it has. The irrigation, there's more irrigation through the country, through the valley, than what there used to be. And that's supposed to help. But then your weather makes a big difference, too, on how your crops are grown, too.
And has the weather changed over time?
This year it has, differently than what it has the last 2 years. Because we've had a lot more storms and rain and stuff like that this year than what we've had in the past 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have storms and you have hail that comes through, why, it isn't very good for your crops, because it can ruin the crops,
mm-hmm.
and the winds can shatter the crops. So Mother Nature has a big hand in it.
Do you recall, looking back at growing up in this area, any major changes in weather? Major storms?
Well, the one 2 weeks ago was one of the worst storms, I think, that we've had for a good long time, mm-hmm. that we had go through. Because I don't remember having a tornado-type wind like we did then.
Mm-hmm. And what about the snow, the amount of snow or anything? Has that changed? Or
that has changed a lot through the years. Now, last winter was one of the worst winters that we've had. Although I wasn't here, we had a lot more snow last winter than what we had when I was a kid growing up. There'd be snow drifts here and one out there by the gate. It'd be hard to get up and down the road with the snow drifts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the weather has changed in different ways, too.
Mm-hmm. And did that have anything to do with your... how did that affect farming for you, specifically?
Well, I don't know that it really affected the farming. Well, it could in a lot of ways, too, because if it was really cold and stayed on for a long time, it could winter kill the fall crop, mm-hmm. and then you'd have to replant again. And, yeah.
That must have had a huge impact on you financially.
You bet it did. The weather has an impact financially. Because if you don't get your crops, you don't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of financially strapped. But some way, somehow, we have survived and went on.
Did you find that you had support in the community and in financial areas? For instance, if there was a bad season, then was there options available for financing or?
Well, yeah, I think there was. We never pursued,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times if you pursue and you get that loan, financing loan, then you have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that doesn't work either.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the money, you can't pay it back.
Right.
And a lot of times the farmers will lose their places because they don't have the money to pay it.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware of several families in this area who did?
Well, there has been some, I don't recall of anybody right now, but there has been some that has come awful close to losing their place.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. So far, I've been very fortunate and I've been able to be able to pay the taxes and stuff like that. So.
Would you recommend farming to any other families?
Not now. Not now. And I think that's why there isn't as many farms in the balance. Because of that.
When you began in the industry, though, or as you grew up in the industry, how did you perceive that lifestyle, the farming lifestyle?
It was just a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, that was your life, and so that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. And so would you have recommended it then?
Probably not.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, that was my head, the fellow I married, that's what he did, and so we just went on with it. And, that's what most of my family has been, was farmers all through the years. But I wouldn't recommend it for anybody to go into it now. Because the price in the machinery is so much higher for what you get out of it that you just can't make it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it impacted your work ethic?
Well, it probably did. But, of course,